Rebecca, what's the best Indian food you know of?
Oh, kebab and curry for sure.
Kebab and curry, perfect.
Where is kebab and curry?
It's on Main Street near Paula's at Harris Hill.
Is that a new location?
Yeah, they used to be on transit over near Walmart in Clarence, and they moved maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
It's like a red house. We go anytime we want Indian food.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, right? So you like any, you know that craving you get?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They have the best butter chicken and the raisin naan. It's just amazing. And then we like to go on Thursdays because they do free henna.
They do not.
Yes.
Oh, I love
10-year-old is all about the henna, so.
So when you get henna, what do you get?
Well, they just have a book of designs, and you just pick, and it's free. I mean, obviously, they accept, like, gratuity, but.
Yeah, sure. Oh, that is so cool. I've never heard of raisin naan. You just rocked my world. Thank you for calling.
Tatted up.
Oh, it's so cool. Like, the henna. I've never done it. I've always wanted to get it done. Mike.
Yes.
Mike, you like Indian food?
Yes, I do. The place Nick was talking about is India Grill. I just went there last week.
That's it. Okay, your review.
Which one? Is this military?
Military in the falls,
right.
And it's kind of across from the outlets-ish.
Yep.
Tell me about India Grill.
It's pretty good. They actually serve theirs with rice. A lot of other places don't.
Okay.
They give you like a side of white rice. It was really good. The naan was fresh. Yeah, it was real good.
Mike,
there's another place.
Like, hold on, let me ask you this because I need to judge. How spicy? Because like with Indian food, I love it to be as spicy as like I need it to crush my stomach. Spicy.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you get that's mild?
Well, you can get it without spice.
Oh.
You just tell them.
You don't have to get it with spice. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I love the spice, though.
I've never had Indian food before.
Are you serious? Oh,
not
my
that
God.
I know of.
It's so good.
Let's grill.
There's a place, Delaware and Hurdle, in the little plaza with Little Caesars and Fleet Feet.
Yeah.
There's a place there that's really good, too.
Oh, I'll have to try that. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, so my Indian favorite is, so I love, like, literally one of my obsessions is chickpeas.
Mm-hmm.
And so chickpeas in, like, a coconut curry, like a red curry sauce. Like, that's, like, one of my favorite things ever. Okay, this is James. Hi, James.
Hey.
What's your go-to? What's it called?
Taj Grill in North Buffalo on Delaware Avenue near the Kohl's.
Taj Grill. I think I've heard of that. What's it right near?
Kohl's is next to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you get there?
It's paneer tikka masala is my dish that I get every time. I love it.
Describe it.
So paneer is like Indian cheese.
Okay.
And then it's in a tomato red sauce with bell peppers, onions. It's so good. I've been to India a few times, and it's really authentic.
Oh, that's so cool that you've been to India. What part?
All over.
Really?
So, yeah, I really like the chaos up north.
Uh-huh.
So I prefer up north.
That's a good way to describe it, the chaos. Yep.
Yeah,
did you go when it was high season or off season?
So I travel in the winter. I mean, there are 1.5 billion people there, so I don't know if there is a low season, but there's always a lot of people in everywhere.
Awesome. That is so cool. Do you love naan as much as I do?
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I could honestly eat Indian food every day.
I'm having
and
such
the hotter, the better.
Oh, my God. You're a guy after my own heart. Now, when you went to India, did you experience the mangoes, and why are they so much sweeter?
I think because they just pick them that day when you eat them, you know? They're not sitting around.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's cool that you've been to India. I love when people travel. Isha, you're on Kiss 98.5. Hi.
Hi.
Talk to me, Isha. What do you know?
Okay, so a lot of people usually think about Indian restaurants, and like it's also an Indian restaurant, which what I'm telling you about, but it's Pakistani and Indian.
Okay.
And it has like a different flavor kick to it. And when you said you like spicy, trust me, the one I'm about to tell you is like, you know, if you tell them that make it spicy, and it's like, trust me, you'll love that place. It's called Clay Handi. It's at Delaware Avenue. It's like Clay and then Handi.
Clay Handi. I feel like I've seen it. Delaware and what?
It's actually, I'm not good with like roots and stuff.
That's okay. I can look it up. Now, let me ask you this. So it's called Clay Handi. What do you get there?
I love rice dishes. I've seen a lot of Americans avoid rice dishes usually. You should try their biryani rice. Biryani. It's like a spicy rice dish with meat and everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
And their naan is like melt in your mouth good.
Ugh,
their barbecue,
yes.
Their barbecue, like the kebabs and stuff, they'll guide you. If you ask them, their kebabs are amazing. I love their seekh kebabs.
Okay.
They're like skewered, minced
yeah.
meat kebabs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you tell them to keep things spicy, they will.
You see, and it's funny, and I think you'll agree with me. I feel like the Lebanese food and Pakistani and Indian, we're all kind of in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah. They're all
know?
The same. Just sometimes I've noticed like they're all, yeah, I agree. Indian and Pakistani food are very similar to each other. We just sometimes use a few different spices.
Yeah.
So it gives a different flavor. So that's why I'm saying just give it a shot. Just
oh,
try it if you like it.
Yeah, because I don't know, and I want to have a palate that can discern between Indian and Pakistani food. But right now, I'm
it's
sure
in the same pocket.
I've had both, but
yeah.
I couldn't tell you which one was
it's
which.
It's on Delaware.
Yeah, yeah,
you know where Delaware Road splits off of Delaware Ave?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just by the old St. Paul's. That's where it's called Clay Hondi with a C. Clay
oh, my
Hondi.
Gosh. I yeah. love it. I cannot wait to try it. Now, does your grandmother make better food than Clay Hondi?
Okay, the thing is, the guy who cooks over there, he himself is from Pakistan, so he cooks great food.
Okay.
Like, if he himself makes the food, and I love his biryani, but my grandmother, I haven't tasted my grandmother's cooking, to be honest, because she passed away when I was super young. I mean, I have probably tasted it, but I don't remember.
Right, exactly.
But,
okay.
Yeah, my mom and I myself, I think I cook good, I think.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right, so we'll be friends, and I'll taste your food.
We'll come to your house.
And then I'll taste
we'll just
Clay
come over.
We'll just come over for
we'll
some
come over.
For, but it would be Pakistani food. Are you Pakistani?
Yeah, I'm Pakistani.
Okay,
yep.
So we'll have that food, and then we'll do a taste test.
Sure.
I'm liking the way
sure.
this sounds.
Minan Sunan.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah, right.
More than welcome, but I don't have that tandoor thing they cook in. So.
I know. Don't you want one? So I want one, too.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing a little bit of your culture with us this morning.
Oh.
I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome.